This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A bill passed in the state legislature this week aims to make it harder for residents to block new housing projects. As Joe Schultz reports, one barrier that municipal leaders face in addressing the housing shortage is their own constituents.
If you want to hear controversy at a local government meeting, stop by in a night when they're considering a proposal to build some new apartments. Meetings about developments or zoning changes in Neenah, Oshkosh, and Madison within the last year sounded like this.
It is also likely that he's going to put recovering drug addicts into this community.
That will bring significant increase in traffic and noise.
It will lower the quality of life for people who are already there.
And at a recent meeting in Oshkosh, one phrase came up over and over.
Neighborhood character.
Neighborhood character.
Neighborhood character.
Neighborhood character.
But Wisconsinites need more places to live. The state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by the end of the decade just to keep pace with current demand. That's according to the Wisconsin Counties Association. Madison renter Ian Jameson says the shortage makes finding a place to live feel like a high-stakes game of musical chairs.
There are not enough chairs, or in this case, houses to go around, so it gets more and more complicated and competitive.
And a recent report from the city of Green Bay says the shortage has disproportionately affected marginalized groups and low-income individuals. Robin Scott is with the African American Resource Center in Green Bay. She spoke to the city council about the issue earlier this year.
We serve so many clients every day at our agency, from domestic violence to sexual assault to youth programming. And the number one disparity that exists right now in our community is sadly housing.
Renter Willa Hovich created a group in Madison to advocate for more housing because he was frustrated with conversations locally.
It seemed like people were a lot of times just throwing anything at the wall, trying to block changes to their neighborhood.
He says public comments at local government meetings are often skewed towards homeowners, not the people who could benefit from new projects.
A lot of people who are going to live in new housing don't know that they're going to live into it until it's done. So they don't have as much motivation to show up to a meeting for a place that they might live in.
Legislation passed this week could even the playing field for some multifamily housing projects. Under the proposal, communities couldn't veto projects that met existing zoning rules. Republican State Senator Romaine Quinn co-sponsored the legislation. He recently spoke to WPR's Central Time about the bill.
Communities would no longer be allowed to move the ball on developers when a project is trying to come in.
That's what happened earlier this year when a developer abandoned an apartment project in a Milwaukee suburb that met the city's zoning code, but drew strong opposition from neighbors. Jerry DeShane is with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He recommends local officials have open conversations with constituents when projects become controversial.
We need more housing units virtually everywhere in Wisconsin. We need to start talking to our citizens about that so that we show people that it's not that scary.
Chris Hayes is with the city of Neenah. He's seen similar fear of change derail multifamily housing developments. He says a recent proposal to turn a former middle school into apartments generated familiar concerns.
Crime is going to go up, traffic is going to become ridiculous, and surrounding property values are going to go down.
But he says that's generally not what happens. He's looked at past multifamily projects to evaluate crime, traffic, and neighborhood property values.
The insinuation that somehow things are going to get worse in each one of those categories hasn't proven to be true.
The housing shortage has become such a universal issue in Wisconsin that it's forcing lawmakers and communities to move past a fear of change. They hope that makes it easier to build homes. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.